We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talking local sports.
Late at night.
It's the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, top of the 1 o'clock hour on a Sunday. You know what time it is.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, he catches on the go. Social media, find us at 929 The Game. Hit me up at JMCH316 on the Twitter machine. Don't forget, we got Atlanta United coming up. Pre-game starting at 2:30 this afternoon. All right, we'll get to our top 10 here in just a minute or two. We got Eric hanging out with us behind the glass this afternoon producing the show. Listen to this story, Eric, because I thought this was funny. A couple. So you have this 26-year-old girl whose name is Aisha. It's spelled A-Y-S-E, but she pronounced it Aisha, okay? She was talking to a 56-year-old woman by the name of Kendra who lives in Michigan, okay? And Aisha, who is 26 years old, was looking to try to meet some new people through the pandemic and this, that, and the other. So she spoke to this Kendra lady from Michigan who said that, hey, my son is 24 years old and maybe you guys should meet and all that kind of stuff. So I guess they started talking on Zoom and the phone and this, that, and the other. And then one day, the guy, whose name is Darren, okay, proposed to Aisha, and they got married. Now, let me repeat this. They've never met. They've only talked on the phone, and they've only talked on Zoom. They have never physically met. She was planning on taking a trip to see him in America. She lives in England. He lives in America. She was planning on taking a trip to meet him and go there, but with COVID restrictions and the pandemic and things like that, she couldn't. And so basically the way that they have gotten married is over their meetings on Zoom and things like that. Aisha said, it's funny that I met my mother-in-law before I met my husband. We got on so well, so when she suggested speaking to her son, I thought it was a great idea, although I was a bit nervous at first because I'd seen photos of him, and he looked lovely. They began chatting frequently. They called each other on the phone. She downloaded a mobile app, which allowed her to call the U.S. for free, and she said, I worried that it might be awkward, but we talked for hours. We have so much in common, including both being terrified of thunder and lightning and both having owl tattoos with blue eyes. I'm not a flirty person, but it came so naturally when I was chatting to Darren. We got on so well straight away. And so they legally got married somehow. Now, here's the other creepy part of this, Eric. She has a pillow that she made with a picture of his face on a pillow doll. So, you know, like a stuffed, like, pillow doll? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I've seen him before.
She has a picture of him on a stuffed pillow doll. This whole thing, these two people, and I'm going to say this as nicely as I can, these two people belong in a loony bin. If this is what marriage has like in the 25th century or whatever, these people belong in a loony bin with one. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
They're going to be, they were married for the next 50 years, Chuck.
Ain't no way 24-year-old Darren is faithful to this girl. Ain't no way. And I'm looking at pictures of both of them. Ain't no way he's faithful to her, as ain't no way. And I don't care what mom says. Why mom didn't step in and say, this is the damn dumbest, stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life, and slap him and go over to England and slap her is beyond me. But this is how it is in today's world. These dopey millennials, 26 and 24, saying that they're a married couple and they've never physically met ever. Ever, ever, ever. They've never physically held hands, kissed, touched, talked face to face. They've done it through phones and Zoom. This is absurd. But this is the society that we live in now, and they're married.
Have you watched reality TV in the last 5 years?
But even those people, at least on The Bachelorette and all that, they have to meet. Yeah. They're there. It's not Zoom calls and phone calls. And look, I understand a lot of people text and call and all that. Then you go meet for coffee and all that kind of stuff. Unless you're trying to meet a WSB reporter, then it never happens. But that's a sidebar story. But these people are married. These people ain't married. And I promise you, he ain't faithful to her. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you 1,000%. Darren at 24 years old, he looks like a good-looking guy. He ain't faithful to her. And I'm not knocking him, because he ain't married if it's only been on Zoom and you never met. How they plan on having kids? They're going to stuff more pillows and put faces, fake faces on them and say that they're going to do one of those apps, right? You can like blend faces with one another.
See what your baby be their will look kids. Like.
She's going to go get some pillows stuffed and take the face app thing and mix and mash it. And that's going to be their kids. And she's going to show a picture on Zoom of her surrogate family of stuffed pillows. These people are insane. 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 There's no other way to describe it. There's no justification for it. All right, quickly here, and we'll get to our top 10 list. Happy birthday today to Troy Aikman. Michael Strahan, who I think is overrated, but the best thing Michael Strahan ever did was go out and date Eddie Murphy's ex. What's her name?
Her name was Nicole Murphy at the time.
Okay, yeah, but yeah. I think it's Nicole Sheridan. Is that her name or something?
Sounds
like that?
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's Nicole something. She is unbelievable. I've always been fascinated by her.
And like 50 years old, or over 50.
Oh, she's unbelievable. Yeah, she's a goddess. Nikki Bella, if you're a wrestling fan, the Bella Twins. Is she the one that's married to...
She's married to Raise Him Up.
No, is she the one that's married to Daniel Bryan?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so... Nikki... No. Bree's married to... Because Nikki used to date Cena.
Bree is married... Yeah. No.
Nikki used to date Cena. Date Cena, and right. She's with somebody else now.
And she's married and got a kid now, Nikki does. But Brie Bella is the one who's married to Daniel Bryan.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but they're the Bella twins, and they're in the Hall of Fame now.
Well, hold up. If they're twins, this is both their birthday.
Are they born on... Well, yeah, I guess it is.
They're twins,
John. Yeah, I guess so, yeah. But why are they not celebrating Brie Bella's birthday then? Why do they only have Nikki Bella on there?
I got to look that up real fast.
Yeah, why do they only have Nikki Bella? That seems kind of weird that they only had Nikki Bella as her birthday, because they didn't even say anything about Brie. And they both, because I know they both had like kids in a certain short amount of time and all that, whatever. But they're both in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they're both 38 today.
Okay, all right. So why they only celebrate Nikki's birthday? I didn't even think about that at first. But yeah, they're twins. That's right. They're the Bella twins. So anyway, Carly Rae Jepsen, who has the most annoying song of all time, that It's Friday. Isn't she the one? Is she the one that's got that It's Friday song?
Yes, that's her.
Ugh. It's the Friday song. And then, anyway. Also today's birthday, Ken Griffey Jr., one of the great center fielders of all time, one of the great baseball players of all time. So in honor of Ken Griffey Jr.'s birthday, today's top 10 list, our top 10 favorite center fielders, our favorite center fielders of all time, Eric, the floor is yours.
All right, I'm going to go backwards and had to really think about this. Got some fans of my dad. My dad was a big Yankees fan. I grew up in Maryland as a big Orioles fan, so I got a couple of those.
Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool. I like that.
All right. 10 and 9. Bernie Williams and Mickey Mantle from the Yankees.
Okay.
You know, Bernie won all the World Series, and Mickey, you know, he drank whiskey and dated women. How can you not love him? Couple Braves next.
And again, if we had the great Bob Berger on, we could talk about some great Mickey Mantle, Whitey Ford stories at the Copacabana in New York. This is where we need Bob Berger to spill the beans a little bit, because I've heard some of the stories about the Mick and Billy Martin and Whitey Ford at the Copa.
Drink all night, play baseball all day. Mm-hmm. All right, a couple Braves next. Dale Murphy and Marquise Grissom.
Mm-hmm.
Marquise, a friend of the station here. All right, now these are a couple of my favorite players from just ironic stuff. Ichiro. I loved what Ichiro did mm-hmm. when he came in the 2000s. And even though he broke the Braves' heart, Kirby Puckett was one of my favorite players.
Kirby. And unfortunately, you know, the things that came out with Kirby after he died and all that toward the end of his life. But, I'm with you. Kirby's on my list as well. He was one of my favorite baseball players, you know, just watch his whole career. I mean, I remember when he came up with the Twins in the early 80s, like 83, 84, something like that.
Okay. So, now, this goes to my Baltimore fandom. For years and years and years, the Orioles were just terrible, but the one player we could all cheer for was Adam Jones.
Uh-huh.
He was just the best player on a really bad Orioles team for years and years.
And not Pac-Man, not the crazy
one. No.
Yeah, the good
baseball Adam Jones, yep.
But he was a hell of a player, a good offensive, good defensive player. I mean, he was one of the few bright spots. And I think I have an autographed baseball card of Adam Jones, as a matter of fact.
You know, that rule where every team has to have at least one all-star?
Yeah.
For years, it was him.
Yeah, it was Adam. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's how, like, the Pirates one year had a former a Braves player, but before he came to the Braves, Nate McClouth was like the representative for the Pirates one year and turned that into, hey, I'm an all-star, and came and played for the Braves for, I don't know, a couple of years maybe, something like that.
Yep. All right, so my final three, and just three really big names. Willie Mays. Say hey, kid. You know, just that picture of him catching that over-the-shoulder catch just always stuck to me. We're going to give number two to birthday boy himself, Ken Griffey Jr., the kid, that left-handed swing. The home run derby, would he always turn his hat backwards?
Yeah. I mean, Griffey was such a special player. I mean, just guys like that just don't. And I'll tell you, you know, as far as Willie Mays, I wish I would have grown up getting a chance to watch Willie Mays. I would have loved to have seen 50s and 60s baseball. I mean, I was born in 71, so, you know, my fandom really starts in the mid-late 70s. By the way, Carly Rae Jepsen sings that Call Me Maybe. It's not the Friday song. It's that Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, I know that song too. I thought she had both of them. Okay.
And I think, didn't she get her start like on YouTube? Didn't she?
She
like
was
write
an internet.
That song?
She was an internet sensation.
She was like a YouTuber, and that song just blew up or whatever.
Okay. All right, my number one, back to Atlanta Braves, and when I first moved here in the 90s, in the early 2000s, he was the man, Andrew Jones.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I go back and forth on should he be a Hall of Famer. I mean,
absolutely. Even if you take out his offensive numbers, is he not the top two defensive center fielders of all time?
Because they put Bill Mazeroski in the Hall of Fame because he was a great defensive second baseman. That's the only reason Bill Mazeroski's in the Hall of Fame. And he was. And if you don't know who Bill Mazeroski is, he hit the home run that won the 1960 World Series against the Yankees. It's the walk-off homer to beat the Yankees in the 1960 World Series. He was like a 12-time gold glover at second base, but he was an awful offensive player. He's like an awful, wasn't a big power hitter, wasn't a batting average guy. He hit a famous home run and was a great defensive player. And it took a long time to get him in. But if you're going to tell me guys like that deserve to be in, then Andrew deserves to be in. Because, look, I would be all for Dave Concepcion going to the Hall of Fame. I think Dave Concepcion was very underrated as a shortstop for the Reds in the 70s, part of that big red machine. If you're going to put guys like that in, I have no problem with Andrew going in.
Andrew and Dale.
Yeah, I mean, Dale Murphy should be in. He win two MVPs, for God's sake. So, on my list, I've got Dale Murphy on my list as well. Speaking of former Braves, but more, you know, as a Cleveland Indian for me, Brett Butler is on my list. I've got Mike Trout on my list. I've got Ken Griffey Jr. on my list as well. A lot of my fandom, Eric Davis was a guy that I loved. Yeah. And, boy, you talk about combination of power, speed. His prime was so small because of injuries. But, man, that 85, 86, 87, 88, Eric
was that,
Davis.
Was that the Reds' Eric Davis?
Yeah, that's the Reds' Eric Davis. I mean, he was a gold glove center fielder, hit 300, stole 50 bases. Because some of these guys, like, when I think of center fielders for me in my lifetime, it wasn't the big hitters. It was guys who could get on base, played really good defense, and stole a bunch of bases. Because when I give you my number one, because like guys like Brett Butler and another guy on my list, Andy Van Slyke. You know, guys that weren't massive hitters, but great defense, could steal a base, you know, stuff like that. Jim Edmonds, another guy that I loved watching play. Angels, Cardinals, reckless as could be out in center field, but I love Jim Edmonds. I've got Kirby Puckett on my list, and Willie Wilson was a guy that fit in that mold for me. Switch hitter for the Royals in the 70s and 80s. You know, good defensive player, drop a bunt, steal a base. And my favorite center fielder of all time, without question, man. My guy, Kenny Lofton, man. That was my guy for the Indians, man. I was always a Kenny Lofton fan. I know people in Atlanta don't like him as much because he was part of the Grissom trade. But go look at his numbers. Go look at his numbers for the Braves. He got caught stealing a whole bunch, but he stole a bunch of bases, scored a bunch of runs, hit like 3.25 for the Braves. It's just that he was part of that oddball team, and people were mad because Justice and Grissom went to the Indians, and they went to the World Series that year in '97. You know, the Braves lost. That was the Marlins and the Eric Gregg, you know, Marlins game and team and all that, the Levon Hernandez and all that kind of stuff. But Lofton was always my favorite guy, man. Him and Albert Bell were my two cornerstones. And Kenny Lofton became an Indian. The Indians traded Eddie Taubensee, who I used to babysit his uncle's kids. Wow. Dave Taubensee, his uncle. I used to babysit Dave's kids because he lived in Canton and babysat his kids. But Eddie Taubensee for Kenny Lofton was the trade. And that was through the Astros. That was when Lofton played college basketball in Arizona.
Yeah, Final Four.
Yep, he was part of that team in Arizona. And he was came up with the Astros and was traded for Eddie Taubensee. But he was always my favorite center fielder. Drop a bunt, gold glove defense, sneaky power, steal a bunch of bases. That was the kind of guys that I grew up with, you know, in center field. It was Billy North. It was Amos Otis. You know, it was Willie McGee. You know, guys that could just hit for high average and steal bases. It took a long time before the Trouts and the Edmonds and the Bernie Williams came along that could, you know, hit for power and drive in a whole bunch of runs and things like that. So,
Chuck, you know what I loved about Kenny Lofton? He was one of the first players that would run bases with the bling on.
Oh, that gold chain.
He was one of the originals.
But listen, I'll give you – we had guys like Mel Hall for the Indians who – Mel Hall, besides the gold, put the batting gloves with his fingers up out of his back pockets. And this was his quote. He said, that way, as I'm running around the bases, I can wave bye to everybody.
Okay, everybody does that now. Yeah.
Now, Mel Hall had some issues off the field, it turned out later on, but that was his thing, is that he would have the batting gloves with the fingers sticking up so he could wave bye. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about the Falcons. We can take your thoughts as well. 404-741-0929 if you want to call in. We'll open up the phone lines to you as well as we'll talk some Atlanta Falcons football. Taking it until 2:30, Sports Right Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Back in the race. That's life.
Now, more of the John Chuckery Show.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Key Studios on a Sunday afternoon. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch on the go. Social media, find us at 92.9 The Game. At JMCH316 on Twitter. Reports are that Dan Mullen has been fired at the University of Florida. Multiple reports that he's out, lost 9 of 11 against Power 5 opponents. I think it's ridiculous. I do. Like Dan Mullen or not like Dan Mullen, you can't have a bad year in college football. Weren't they just – help me remember, Eric. Weren't they just in the Cotton Bowl last year? Didn't they just play in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma? This past year, in the year of our Lord, at the start of 2021, right?
Yes, they played and lost big, 55-20, but they played Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl.
That's because Tony didn't play. Trask played, but Tony didn't play. Pitts didn't play. All those guys didn't play. But they were just literally in a Big Six bowl game this past season, and he's fired.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't the Cotton Bowl one of the staples?
Yeah, it's one of the Big Six, bowl games. So, like, outside of the playoff, the next top tier of bowl games is the Big Six games. And he was just in that game. And Tony didn't play. Kadarius Tony didn't play. Pitts didn't play.
Trask did play. He had three touchdowns.
He had the three INTs. Because he was awful in that game. He didn't play well. But Trask had a monster season for Florida. And wasn't Florida in the SEC championship game last year against Alabama in the game that they lost? Right? What was the SEC score in that game? It was like 48-45 or something ridiculous like that, right? Like, it was like one of Alabama's closest games last season, and like a high scoring game in the SEC title game. And he's out at Florida. Man, oh man, oh man.
52-46.
Yeah, 52-46. They lost to Alabama in the SEC title game. Didn't Alabama go on to win the national title last year? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Can't remember. Maybe they did.
With Mac Jones and the Heisman Trophy winner and all that kind of stuff. And literally less than a season later, he's fired. Literally less than a season later, he's fired. Whew. Man, it's tough times to be in the world of college football. Well, he's not recruiting well. How would you know he's not recruiting well? They just had Trask and Pitts and Tony and all those guys. Can you not have a bad year in college football? Well, they've lost, but yeah, I understand they lost to Missouri. They're stinking it up this year. Sometimes that happens in the world of college football. Like, not every season is winning. You know, has Alabama like and Clemson changed the standard of you can not have a bad year in college football or anything like that? Whew. Man, well, it'll be interesting to see. Because think about the jobs that are open. You got LSU that's open. You got Southern Cal that's open. You got Florida that's open now. I mean, that's some blue blood programs in the world of college football that are looking for head coaches right now.
You got your resume ready?
No, I'm taking the Akron job.
Are you going back to Ohio?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, ahead. I'm not going back to Ohio. I'm going to coach them. I'm going to do like since everything can be done on Zoom, according to people on the text line. If you can get married on Zoom, I can sure as hell coach Akron U on Zoom. I don't need to. I mean, if you can get married and tell me that you're married on Zoom, then I can sure as hell coach Akron U on Zoom. You can do everything else on Zoom. I can coach football on Zoom.
Yeah, you can call in the plays from your phone.
Take the robot with the screen, like RoboCop. Take the robot with the screen. Yeah, I mean, if you can get married on Zoom and you can have your relationships on Zoom. Yeah, and by the way, they only lost, and our buddy Reese brings up a good point, they only lost by 2 to Alabama this year, right? They just about beat Alabama this year, 31-29 to Alabama. It's rough in the world of college football, man. Whew. So he's out at Florida. Crazy. And think about the jobs, like I said, that are open now. You talk about Florida. You talk about LSU. You talk about Southern Cal. You know, there's some good jobs open. And then what happens if you know, let's say James Franklin takes one of those jobs or what have you, and now Penn State's open, you know, as well. Although a lot of Penn State fans would be happy to see James Franklin go. But my point is that, you know, you could have one big program that gets filled and then open up another big program to go along with it. Crazy.
Hey, Chuck.
Yes.
I'm looking at their schedule. Some of their biggest losses are just a touchdown.
Yeah.
LSU, a touchdown. Yeah. Missouri, 1 point. Kentucky, a touchdown. And Alabama, 2 points. Now, of course, Georgia smashed them. But
yeah, Georgia smashing everybody this year. Georgia just finished an SEC schedule undefeated, winning by an average of 32 points a game.
Yeah, giving up less than a touchdown a game.
But again, he was just in the Cotton Bowl. They were just in a Big Six bowl game. They were just in the SEC title game. Literally, the last year, they were in the SEC title game. Whew, man. I mean, but that's the world of college football is we got to have it right away. We got to have it right away. And I guess that's what they're looking at nowadays is, you know, well, you know, you were there 1 year, but hey, man, you can. Somebody brings up the idea. Hugh Freeze coached in a hospital bed. He coached Liberty in a hospital bed. Yeah, if he can coach Liberty in a hospital bed, I can coach Akron U on Zoom. All right. Let's. We asked you if you want to give some Falcons thoughts or what have you. We'll open up the phone lines to you. Michael wants to chime in. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, buddy. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, I like your show. Yeah, I like your personality. You know, the first time I listened to you, I said, man, this guy's a little over the top. Then I kept listening. I said, man, this guy's perfect.
Thank you.
Love the way you call out crazy stuff. You know, I'm enjoying your Zoom stuff. It's really funny, by the way.
If you can do everything on Zoom, then I can coach Akron U on Zoom. If you can tell me, listen, Michael, if you can be married on Zoom, then I sure as hell can coach football on Zoom.
That's the most bizarre thing maybe I've ever heard. I didn't even know that. But, you know, I want to just chime in on a couple things. Dan Mullen, I think what his downfall was this year is that he botched up the quarterback situation. And I think that's what got people angry.
You know that here's the crazy thing, and I do think that there, I do think that, you know, it was a little bit hokey pokey, but boy, if you look at, and I was trying to pull it up here real quick, Michael, if you look at Emory Jones's numbers this year,
yeah,
and look, we've been hearing about Emory Jones for about 10 years now. It feels like, and I was trying to pull up his numbers real quick here. Emory Jones has statistically had a pretty good season for the Gators.
No doubt.
He's thrown for 2,400 yards. He's completed 68% of his passes. He has 18 touchdowns. He does have the 10 interceptions. And, you know, again, I'm not telling you Emory Jones is, you know, he's not putting up the numbers that Kyle Trask had last year, but it's not like Emory Jones has been a complete bum. I mean, he's played well enough. He averages 8.4 yards an attempt. You know, they were one of the best rushing teams in the country early on. It's just crazy, though, in today's world, like, if you just can't win enough and win fast enough, man, it's here to – and here's the thing, Michael, and I appreciate the phone call, Michael. This – I always thought Dan Mullen should be the head coach of Florida. Part of the reason why it took him as long as it did to get the job is that he rubbed boosters and money people the wrong way. And personally, I think that's why Dan Mullen's not the head coach. Because I always said, when he was at Mississippi State, why did they not, after Urban left, why did they not go get – hell, Dan was there for the Urban Meyer run. He's the guy that coached Tebow and all those guys, right? Why was he not the coach then? And the talk was always he rubbed the boosters wrong, he rubbed the money guys wrong, that there was – he, you know, his personality was abrasive to those guys, and they decided to go with Jim McElwain. And then what? Jim McElwain, like 4 years later, is humping a shark, right? He's out there, you know, on a boat humping a shark naked, which, look, God bless him. And, yes, that's Jim McElwain. I don't care what anybody tells you. That is Jim McElwain, and he did hump a shark naked on a boat, which everybody's got their gimmick, whatever you got to do. But I always thought Dan Mullen should have been the head coach of Florida, you know, even before Jim McElwain, but supposedly he rubbed the boosters and the money people wrong. I think that this is what this is about. And, yeah, they have the excuse of, well, he hasn't won lately. Yeah, but he was just in the Cotton Bowl and just in the SEC title game and just put a whole bunch of guys in the NFL. If he can't recruit and coach, wasn't Pitts just the highest player taken? Wasn't Tony a high draft pick? Wasn't Trask a fairly high draft pick? Weren't all those guys drafted in the NFL? If he can't coach and recruit and all that stuff, weren't all those guys NFL guys? Or did I miss that? Was Kyle Pitts not just the highest tight end taken ever in the history of the league? How can he not recruit and coach? And they just were in the Cotton Bowl against Oklahoma. But it's the way of college football now. And I think personally, if you rub the money guys the wrong way, they'll get rid of you. And here's the other thing about this too. I don't know what his buyout is and all that kind of stuff, but I said this about Mike Norvell. Mike Norvell's coming back not because of bias, because he won enough games this year. He figured out a way to win enough games. If you want to get rid of or hire your coach, you'll find a way. Because here's what I heard. Oh, Florida State doesn't have any money. Everybody's got money. The Mel Tucker extension is being paid by boosters and all this stuff. And it cost Auburn, the final numbers of the Gus Malzahn transition was $72 million to get rid of Malzahn and his staff and bring in Harsin and his staff turned out to be $72 million. If you want to get rid of a coach or hire a coach on, you can always find money in college sports. Always. You can always find money. They do it all the time. And same thing. If Florida State wanted to get rid of Mike Norvell, they could have found a way. Hell, even Georgia Tech had three basketball coaches on contract at one point, right? They had Brian Gregory, they had Josh Pastner, and they were still paying Paul Hewitt.
I think they're still paying Paul Hewitt.
Yeah, Paul Hewitt's got the Bobby Bonilla deal, right? He's going to get money for the rest of his life from Tech. If you can have money allocated to three different basketball coaches, even at Georgia Tech, you can find a way to get rid of a coach. If Florida State wanted to get rid of Mike Norvell, they could have found a way to do it. But he won enough games. That win in Carolina, I think, saved his job. Then they won a few more games after. Then they beat Miami. He won enough games for it. But it is interesting because you have three high-level programs that are looking for coaches. This is not Vanderbilt, and, you know, we're joking about Akron, but it ain't the – that's Southern Cal, LSU, and Florida looking for coaches right now. And let me tell you, the next Florida head coach, you better win right away is all I can tell you. You better hire the right guy. If you're Florida, like I say with those programs, Florida's supposed to go steal somebody's coach. You go take somebody's coach. All right, Jason Longshore joined us earlier in the show as we get ready for Atlanta United action. We'll let you hear what Jason had to say. Coming up next, Chuckery hanging out in the Key Studios on a Sunday afternoon. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.